This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the shortest agenda meeting in my whole 12 years of the council. Well, welcome to the regularly scheduled City Council meeting of today, July 12th, 2021. And welcome to folks that I think this is the first time maybe full strength in a while when some folks haven't been on Zoom, so it's good to have all members of the council here in person, along with the city attorney and city clerk. Thank you for that. And you'll see Ms. Foster Snow is here tonight. Mr. Meeks is out, so she'll be also here for the city. I'm going to ask and for folks that are on Zoom and listening on the radio or streaming, welcome to all of you as well. I'm going to ask the city clerk to read into the record our mission statement and then take the roll. Thank you, clerk.
It is the mission of the City of Fairbanks to provide quality essential services to all city residents to ensure Fairbanks is a vibrant place to live, work, thrive, and visit. I'll call the roll. Ms. Therrien?
Here.
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Ms. Kuhn?
Present.
Mr. Marney?
I'm here.
Mr. Clark?
Present.
Mr. Gibson?
Here.
Mayor Matherly?
Here. Please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
This council meets to serve the Fairbanks community, to represent its residents equitably, to use city resources wisely, and to act for the common good. As public servants, may we each be reminded of the responsibilities we carry. May we speak with respect and act with integrity. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Clark, please lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much, Council. Thank you, Mr. Clark. All right, Clerk.
I have noted no ceremonial matters this evening.
No ceremonial matters.
Okay, then we are at citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item not up for public hearing. Testimony is limited to 3 minutes, and the comment period will end no later than 7:30 p.m. Any person wishing to speak needs to complete the register located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
Thank you. We have our sign-up sheet, and Victor is the lone name. So, Victor, come on up, sir. You know the routine. It's good to have you back at City Hall.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
My name is Victor Booberge. My name and address are on file. I'm going to speak a little bit about the Polaris building again today. Is the city acquired it under some real unusual circumstances, letting the group, you know, pay the back taxes and somehow turn it over to the city. Very unusual, when normally that property would go out for bid through a public non-payment of tax foreclosure. So you got it, so it's your baby now. But through the years, I've spoke with dozens and dozens of people. That building hasn't bothered any of them people. They don't, you know, it's just there. You know, so maybe you could just paint it a real bright, shiny gold color and take that ground floor and develop into a rest center and put in restrooms in there and a few couches and some couches in the women's bathroom where they could relax, and where the tourists in this town would have some restrooms to utilize. So you can laugh about that one. Then also is, you know, through the years, I've mentioned, you know, a way to bring income into this town, you know, is gambling. And I've suggested some type of a riverboat casino in between, you know, the Wendell Street Bridge and the Cushman Street Bridge there. You know, put a little sidewheeler boat out there or whatever and, you know, develop it into a gambling casino. Then this town wouldn't, you know, be lacking the money. Somehow divvied up with the state, the borough, the city, and the native population where everybody gets a portion of that money. And I think that would help the economy out, and it would bring much more money into this city than any convention center or arts center or anything they want to do if they tear down the Polaris building. Instead of, taking something that's going to cost the taxpayers tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in the long run, get somebody on the horse down there in Juneau and get them, stomping the ground there for a casino up here in the Fairbanks area, and then maybe you'll be able to do some of the necessary repairs that this city needs, especially on the roads and just general everything, Maybe you could trim some of these bushes up on some of these corners that you can't see around the corner when you're driving. You got to drive out 3-4 feet into the intersection of oncoming traffic and stuff. Do some of your basic repairs necessary in this city that you overlook, and forget about the Polaris building unless you want to develop it, something. Just turn the bottom floor into restrooms. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Boobridge. Any questions, Council? Thank you, Mr. Boobridge. There's no one else on the list. Clerk, is there anybody in the council chambers who wish to come forward and speak to the council? All right, seeing none in the chambers, do we have anybody online, clerk, or emails to read?
I see only staff online, and there was someone who wanted to provide public comments, but they're not in the room or online either. So, no, sir.
All right, so seeing no one else online or email or in the council chamber, citizens' comments are closed. Thank you. Clerk?
Okay, we are now at page 2, the approval of agenda and consent agenda. Approval of the consent agenda passes all routine items indicated by an asterisk. Consent agenda items are not considered separately unless a council member so requests. In the event of such a request, the item is returned to the general agenda.
I have a motion to approve the agenda, Council. By Ms. Kuhn, and we'll go second by Ms. Therrien. Anybody wish to pull any of these items, Council? There's nothing to, you could pull some things, but is there anybody wishing to pull any items? Any objection to the agenda as presented? All right, so hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Thank you, Clerk.
The consent agenda approved the regular meeting minutes of May 24th, 2021, and it approved the reappointments to the Clay Street Cemetery Commission, the reappointment to the Hotel Motel Discretionary Fund Committee, and the appointment to the Fairbanks Diversity Council. We are returning to the general agenda. We're at item 8, special orders. That's a renewal for liquor license number 4548, Brewster's.
All right. Do you want to read the whole?
I usually have a whole thing that I read. Citizens' comments will be taken and limited to 3 minutes.
You read the entire thing, too.
It's not on here.
Oh, all right. Do I have a motion to waive protest, Council? By Ms. Kuhn, have second. By Mr. Marnie. Anybody in the council chambers wishing to come forward and speaking to the liquor license renewal on Brewster's? Is there anybody online, clerk, or else any emails to read?
There is. Does anybody online wish to speak to this liquor license renewal? No, and I have no one signed up on this item.
All right. So hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. Council, any discussion? All right, let's take the vote.
On the motion to waive protest, Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Therrien?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Kuhn?
Yes.
All right. It passes. Thank you, Council. Clerk.
Mayor, the person who signed up to speak is now on the Zoom call during citizens' comments. I realize citizens' comments are closed. I just felt compelled to tell you.
Okay. Compelled to tell me.
That the person who signed up to speak showed up right after we closed citizens' comments.
All right. Do we want to bring them on for citizens' comments, Council? All right. Let's bring them on. All right. Are you there?
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So let's go ahead. And we had closed citizens' comments, but we're going to go ahead and bring you in, and we'll give you name and address for the record, please, and 3 minutes. Thank you.
Awesome. Hi. My name is Lisa McKelty. My address is 1994 Badger Road, apartment 1, North Pole, 99705. My name is Lisa. I've been the person hosting the protest here in Fairbanks. I'm just wanting to know what is the update on any policies that if you guys implemented any policies other than the crisis now. Also, any policies that I would like, since we are a home rule city. One is to de-escalate conflict in incidents involving armed individuals with the person with a weapon. This is for the cops. Also, to clarify shoot to kill or shoot to injure. Also, a statewide registry for recording incidents, such as like a database, to de-escalate conflict of excessive force situations, no shooting from moving vehicles, and prohibition of chokeholds. So these are what I feel like should be put into policies for the city, since we are a home rule city. And also, I would like an update on if you are going to implement these at all.
All right.
So that is all I have, and yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. Now's the time that we can ask questions right about now, Lisa, just to let you know, but I am going to follow up with a phone call to you because we've talked before. There is a few questions. Mr. Gibson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. McNulty. Have you had a time where you've sat down with our current chief of police or the mayor or both to discuss the policies and procedures of the Fairbanks Police Department?
Is she still on? Ms. McNulty, do you hear that?
Was that regarding the?
That's a question directed to. That was a question to you by one of our council members. I'm going to ask him to repeat the question.
Have you taken the time to try to set up an appointment to meet with the police, the chief of police, and the mayor to discuss the current policies and procedures of the police department, just so you have a good understanding of what they do and don't do, and what they're allowed to do and such?
No, I haven't. I discussed and met up with the mayor, yes, but not the chief of police. That would be awesome to see what we can do, what the mayor can do, particularly with these policies to put them into place.
All right, thank you. Any other questions, council? I'll have some comments too for her. Ms. Kuhn.
Ms. McNulty, you went through the list really fast. Would it be possible, and I might be speaking on behalf of other council members, could you email us your testimony, please?
Yes, I can do that.
Thank you.
You can do that, Lisa. You can do that on our website. If you go to the City of Fairbanks website, actually, I'll send you a link. I'll send you a link to it because you and I have had some good discussions. So I'll send you a link after the meeting.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions, Council? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
That's all right.
And thank you, Clerk.
Thank you all.
She's already gone. I just wanted to ask if you're aware
there?
that some of the things that you are requesting are already in action, and you can follow up on that when you talk.
Oh, really? Are they?
And so when you. When you speak with the chief and the mayor, you'll get some more opportunity to discuss that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers.
Okay.
Hey, have a nice evening, Lisa. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Clerk, for bringing her in. Clerk?
Okay, we are at Mayor's comments and report.
All right. Real quickly, I want to go ahead and throw some support towards the firefighters that are here at the Munson Creek Fire. It's been an up-and-down thing. I've talked to Chief Chambers. We haven't really had any direct firefighters out there ourselves from the city, but my thoughts are for anybody that's out there. I have friends with cabins, and I say prayers daily for the people that are fighting that fire. It's been very dry, very, very hot. So if you know anybody that, is tossing cigarettes out windows, tell them not to, doing fireworks. I've been really, really careful because it doesn't take much to for a fire to go nuts, and our fire department puts out these messages all the time. So let's be aware of that. In response to Lisa, we had some great conversation in the last 8 weeks, she and I both, and she did stage some protests. And after the protests, we had some good back and forth. I did tell her about some of the things we're doing about chokehold. Where she's coming from is a national push. I forget the name of the program, Eight Something. And of course, you can put some things into policy, but maybe not all of it. And so I told her about Crisis Now. I told her about some of the diversity training that we've had. She was very, very happy. So we did have a good back and forth. I'm going to have Chief Dupuy circle back with her and do a one-on-one with her so we can get more information to Lisa. But she and I have a really good rapport, and we've talked many times. So I'll send her that link, and she can email all of you. I got nothing else. I'm going to keep it short tonight. Thank you, Council. Clerk?
Okay, we are now at first round of council member comments.
I think what I might do tonight, well, actually, we'll do it, yeah, because we don't have any unfinished business or business at all. We're going to go straight after this down to what we're going to go. Yeah. It's going to go to committee reports, so I'm just going to go ahead and do, if the council doesn't mind, because there's nothing to discuss in between, I'm going to go straight to committee reports and council member comments before we adjourn, because it doesn't make sense to go twice. Because we don't have any unfinished business or new business to attend to. So, Mr. Clark, I'll start with you tonight. If you could give us any updates you have, committee reports, and just final comments for the night. Thank you.
I have no updates and no comments.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Mr. Marnie?
Well, no committee, but I was able to attend the 4th of July parade on Saturday, the
3rd. Sir.
It was a good event. I think I saw you there, Ms. Rogers. I hope the city can get behind this next year. I think she wants to take this and really move it up the ladder. And I'm not good at guessing, but I'm sure there was a couple thousand people there that attended all the way from the Curling Club all the way to the end of Barnett. So it was a good event. It was a nice day and a lot of American flags. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marnie. Mr. Gibson?
No committee reports. We'll be meeting next week, I believe, in fast planning. So, and then no further comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kuhn?
I want to acknowledge that we are having our meeting here on the unceded lands of the Chena Lower Tanana Athabascan people, and I want to honor their wisdom and stewardship of this place that we call home today. I want to actually take this moment to bring up that I would like the council to consider the land acknowledgement like the borough does ahead of their meetings. So I'm just going to bring that up there, and we can talk about this at the appropriate time, but I just want to bring that I do want to bring this forward. The other thing is I didn't get a chance to go to Explore Fairbanks, but they are welcoming the first cruise ship in. So great news for our community, the tourists, the visitors are coming back, and I see good numbers, and I see a lot of visitors out there, so I'm really happy for our businesses. I know that our businesses are facing a shortfall with employment, so if you know anyone that needs a fun job, there's a lot of fun jobs out there. Just help our businesses grow together. And let's see, I do want to talk and get serious for a second. For those that are maybe not having such a good time emotionally, spiritually, mentally, you can call the care line at 1-877-266-4357. And that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kuhn. Ms. Rogers?
Well, there was a real host of committee meetings since it's been a while since we've had a city council meeting. I've attended the opioid meeting, which was one of the very first meetings, the opioid workforce under Governor Walker, that we started here in Fairbanks. And this group has gone to really wonderful wonderful participation for several years now, and it's real heartening to hear that opioid use in our community is starting a downward trend in a very significant way. And there's a lot of people in our town who have been working in all different ways our medical facilities, our community committees, because there's not just one. This is the coalition of all those. And to have such a real good, solid piece of information the other day that let us know that, that this, these works are bringing some results. And the suicide prevention work committee, that is kind of having a rejuvenation. There for a while, a lot of people had left town. And this is starting again in a way that is a reawakening. Kathy Foley and Cindy Wright both are at the forefront of this committee and are really, really helping it to be significant again in its work. The Reentry Coalition and the Stars of Gold readers and the Crisis Now and the Housing and Homeless. Those are all meetings that were held since the last city council meeting. And each of those are flourishing. Particularly, so I haven't said much about the Stars of Gold readers. This is a group of people that are working on grade level reading for young people in our community, and they're doing it in a host of different ways. This is all volunteer with professionals in the field, the library, the school district, the after schools programs, and many people working together to create new programs for grade level reading improvement that is sorely needed in our schools. And Crisis Now is in real good attendance. And Todd, thank you. Thank you for being part of those meetings. It's really nice to see you there. And the work that's on the table for all of those folks in that particular meeting is again, very serious work, very important work, and it's happening. It's happening in a really, really good way. So I'm very, very proud to be able to participate with those. I think that this is not just our committee reports, is that right?
It's the council member comments, the committee report. Yeah, it's both, just, yeah.
I appreciate the comments that Shoshana made just now about bringing the land recognition to a more prominent position in the meeting is a very nice idea, and I appreciate her bringing that up. Mayor, thank you for your comments, and thank you for arranging for this meeting with Ms. McNulty. I think that's a very important meeting, mm-hmm. and I'm glad to see that you're working with that with the police chief. We had this work session earlier tonight, which was very comforting, I think, is probably the best way I can describe the information that the police chief delivered to us tonight, that I think we're all on the same page, and that the idea of caring for our community is what those reports were all about, and not that we were seeking to create more work for someone, but that we were seeking to have more distinct dialogue. And I think that we had that tonight. It was really, really a very good and productive conversation. So I'm very appreciative of that. This is my first meeting back in person, and it feels wonderful to be here with all of you. I know I stayed in a secluded way for a very long time, and it was not an easy transition for me having been hospitalized the way I was with that, and I did not want to have any repeat of that. And when you hear about the possibilities of someone who's already had this now with the boosters and everything, and they speak to the personage that they're speaking of who's most vulnerable to that, well, I'm part of that most vulnerable group that they're talking about. And they're saying anyone over 70 should be in line, first in line for the boosters. And so it may have seemed like a very long and perhaps unnecessary seclusion, but with the wonderful way that we had the Zoom meetings and how well they were orchestrated by Danny, made it possible for us to, all of us at various times. I know one of you were out of town and all of it. The Zoom, I think we learned a whole lot of how to conduct really efficient meetings during this time. But we need to thank Danny for sure for having brought all those things into sequence for us. And I thank all of you for bearing with me during this time. And I'm very, very glad to be right here on my desk. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers. Ms. Therrien.
Yes. The Permanent Fund Board will be meeting the 21st at 1:30 if anybody's interested. I'm sorry I missed the parade. I heard it was really good, but I was traveling to Valdez with family. I'm curious as to how the borough toilets at the City Transit Center keep working in the wintertime, and wondering whether or not, I know they're working in the summertime because they moved them over to the Sadler's parking lot, but whether or not that would resolve the issue that Mr. Brubridge has been mentioning with regard to facilities for tourists. I would think that they'd be able to use that as well as people in the transit park.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah, just kind of curious. And then I hope Mr. Meeks has a quick recovery. And election filing opens on the 15th. I'm sure Danny's going to mention something about that.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Therrien. Clerk.
Yep, that's candidate filing 15th through the 29th. So that's Thursday to 2 weeks from Thursday. And that's Borough, City, and City of Fairbanks and City of North Pole. And your local clerks will be hosting a booth at the the Golden Days Street Festival coming up on the 24th. And does the city attorney have anything to report? Then we are at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn, council.
So moved.
By Mr. Gibson. Do I have a second? By Ms. Kuhn. We'll see you next week at Finance Committee meeting, council. Have a great week. Thank you.
We have a special meeting.
I may not be at the special meeting. I leave for doctors on Sunday, so I may not be at the meeting, just so you know. Thank you. We stand adjourned.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.us.